Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Jess Hooker's in for Christy today, plus mixing cereals and kissing chickens. All coming up right after this.
When a moon is hanging out a window, some imbecile is proud of his behind. You've now received way too much info, and the image is burned into your mind. There's nothing grosser than a man with a hairy ass. A man with a hairy ass. A hairy ass. A hairy ass. Doesn't help a girl's libido when you wear a tiny Speedo. You can make it look more dapper if you buy a good weed whacker. It's a problem that you must solve. Even the baboon is more evolved. A hairy ass. A hairy ass. When a girl is lying in a dark room, her brand new lover's naked in her bed. She runs her fingers down his body and lets out a scream that wakes the dead. Her hands are tangled up in his scary, hairy ass. His scary, hairy ass. A hairy ass. A hairy ass.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
You know why people in Athens have trouble getting up in the morning? Because Don is tough on grease.
I see.
Getting up in the morning.
That's Chick McGee at the orangeinsoles.com sports desk. Josh is over there. I'm Tom. That's Pat Godwin over there. We got a new song.
Maybe that could be a new feature. Chick ruins a joke. You know how I can tell jokes.
Oh, God, you're so bad.
You know, hey, is there Bob Peters here? Excuse me.
No. That's not the joke.
Hey, fellas, is there a Bob Peters?
No, yeah. You don't say is there.
He messes the whole thing up.
Josh, do the joke.
Of course. Excuse me, where is Bob Peters?
No, Josh.
A man walks into a barbershop, says, Bob Peters here?
Oh.
Barber says, no, we just cut hair.
That's how you tell a joke.
See, the mistake is you don't know if you just say, is there a
Pardon
Bob
me.
Peters here?
That, right. Pardon me.
Okay. What's the joke you always mess up? I know you can't.
Guy comes home with a duck under his arm.
Mm-hmm.
A drunk guy comes home with a duck under his arm.
There we go.
And he says, I wanted to show you. It says to his wife.
Right. Well, you know, and he says, you can't say to his wife.
And he says,
yeah,
I wanted to show you the pig I've been screwing. And the wife says, that's not a pig, it's a duck. And he goes, I was talking to the duck.
Yes, that's the joke.
Close. Okay. I'm right. Close.
That was better than you have done in the past. Yeah.
Let's have a lesson on how this is actually
done. Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Ace Cosby. What is this? Radio show?
I need to work on this intro.
Here we go.
Halloween right around the corner.
Halloween is almost here.
You ever wonder why witches ride brooms?
No, why do witches ride brooms?
Because vacuum cleaners suck.
What a stupid
That's not exactly going to keep everyone standing with you at the water cooler.
No, no.
They're not going to go, oh, tell me another. They're going to go, I got to go write a memo.
You know why witches don't wear underwear, right?
Why is that?
Better grip on the broom.
That's tasteless. Low-hanging
fruit. That's pretty good.
I'm sorry. We have news to get to. Jess Hooker sitting in for Christy Lee.
Riding her broom.
And Jess, we talked about that.
I will jump across this counter.
Are you saying Christy's riding her broom?
Yeah, yeah. Christy's not riding her broom. That's what I said.
This next story has a visual component, which we will post on the various Bob and Tom stuff.
Is that right?
Okay. A school in India has apologized for making students wear cardboard boxes during exams. Photos that went viral online show students at it sounds like Baguette College.
If you look at this, come here, you can see it.
So the students are sitting at their desk, but you can't see them because they're taking an exam.
Let me read.
Oh, sure. And they have boxes over their heads.
They're taking a chemistry test while wearing boxes on their heads in an apparent attempt to prevent cheating.
And the boxes have an opening in the front.
I like
the boxes
this idea.
Had square openings cut into them to allow the students to see.
So they can only look forward. If they turn their heads, it'll be noticeable.
Just take the desks farther apart, for God's sake. This is ridiculous.
But wouldn't it be easier to hide the answers in your pants?
How about hiding them inside the box?
Pull the piece of paper up and no one sees you because you're encased in a box?
Well, when you get there, you get your box. You don't bring your own.
It's not like lunch.
Well, no, but you can have like a whole sheet of paper down your pants, and then when you put the box over, you whip it out. And
I don't think that's that easy.
I don't think it's like that. Well, when we were kids, it was like a cork board or a display board.
Kind of a divider?
Yeah, and then you would set that up.
Like at a urinal.
Kind of, yes.
Ah. Not that you'd know what a urinal divider was.
I've been in a couple of men's rooms, Tom.
You repeat standing up at a urinal?
No, I've not ever. I've never done that.
You ever see the video in the old hillbilly fire department? Man, is that funny.
I peed outside at my first concert.
You ever peed on video for money?
Would you think about it?
I'm willing.
Would you do it?
No.
God, would you do it?
I'll try to describe this photograph. It looks like when you were a kid, you made a homemade robot costume.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You got this.
I was able to see
boxes are sort of bigger than a basketball over the heads with a big square thing in the front.
Meatball boot.
their classroom is also the size of a hallway.
Exactly.
So
it looks very narrow.
These kids are, they're on top of
each other. Well, it's India. They're all crowded
over there. Crowded, apparently.
There's a lot of
crapping
people.
In the streets. We all know it.
Okay, now you've got a song about.
Oh,
boy, look at this.
Apple's got a big box he wears on his head so he doesn't cheat when he's taking a test. Studies all night. Still can't get it right. Apple's got a cheat box so the answers are out of sight. Now the other kids don't cheat. They stare ahead in their seat. But Apu's got the whole system beat. Now he parties all night. Gets every question right. Apu's got a cheat box with the answers taped up inside.
I liked it.
It had to be Apu, huh? Couldn't go with.
I was thinking Haji.
Yeah, I guess you know what.
Given the choice, I think Apu was safest.
But in Clutch Cargo, isn't the young man from India named Haji?
No, that's Johnny Quest is named Haji.
Yeah.
Johnny's sidekick is Haji in that.
And Apu's, of course, the Simpsons guy. Which is a huge backlash on him.
Was there a Haji around here?
Legend, Haji. Okay. But on a different note, we were discussing whether or not we were talking about the fact that whatever it is, the system used by the Defense Department for the launch codes apparently is on floppy disks still,
right?
And they're apparently going to switch to something a little more contemporary. And you asked me if I had a CD player in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned that there's one on the Suburban, and I didn't realize there was one on the Jeep Grand Cherokee. Since I mentioned that on the air, look at my computer. There's a huge ad. There's a huge ad for the 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokee popped up.
They're listening to everything.
This thing's listening. And by the way, that is a great car. If you're looking for a nice SUV, I highly recommend
it. I don't know if I'm more upset that they're listening, or I'm more upset that they think we don't know they're listening.
Oh no!
I tell you what. As soon as I saw the picture, I thought, God, I was.
And it's okay. That's
fine. That was such a great car.
There you go. Then it worked.
That car had. I'll tell you what. The Jeep Grand Cherokee has the best radio. The easy. What's the word?
No kidding.
Yeah, you mean the sound system?
But what's it called?
Interface.
Operation. Ease of use. What is the
ergonomic? User friendly.
User friendly. Yeah.
And the user interface.
Anyway, so I'm
tell you what. They have a cable outside the car. That's right. Radio waves. Or sucked up.
You know, antennas don't do nothing.
That's right.
They're just there
for look. Just the government.
Damn right.
Salt Lake City, Utah, the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, is advising backyard chicken owners to refrain from kissing their poultry.
Kissing them.
Don't kiss your chicken.
Before they're hatched.
Don't choke it. Don't kiss it.
I'll tell you what.
Don't do nothing with it.
In all truth, my kid's school has a...
chicken kissing contest?
No, they have
live chickens.
They have a chicken, whatever you call
what?
It.
What?
Yeah, yes. My daughter's class has a chicken.
They have
chickens too. Yeah.
The school has, it's one of those things where there's a, I don't know what you call it, like if it were round, it would be a donut hole. It was in the middle of the building. On the inside of the building, there are four walls and an open area.
Like an atrium, like an open air atrium.
Open area.
And there's a chicken in there?
There's a bunch
of them. There's gardens too, probably,
This I actually read this CDC thing, and it's a really long list of things you shouldn't do, because so many people are doing these suburban and exurban, whatever you want to call it, chicken
I'd love
things.
To have a chicken.
Mr. Oske from our staff, I believe. Do you still have the chickens?
Oh, no chickens.
They've all been coyoted away.
They got a puppy instead.
Oh, okay. Well, you had the chickens.
My mom has chickens. That's where I get all of my
There are chickens in my
eggs.
Neighborhood, but I don't have chickens.
Which is fine. But the CDC is saying...
Yeah, they are over on the...
Do you have any of the rules there?
I do. The rules are don't let backyard poultry inside the house, especially in areas where food or drink is prepared, served, or stored.
Okay. Yeah.
Especially if you're cooking chicken. They get real mad at you.
Yeah, but they're so stupid.
I smell chicken cooking. Wait a minute.
Don't eat or drink where poultry live or roam. Don't kiss backyard poultry or snuggle them and then touch your face and mouth.
But she's my wife.
You're like, oh, really? Just chicken.
The warning comes after a salmonella outbreak that affected over 1,000 people across 49 states.
Ooh, beak me.
GDC. You know, we can play the mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise.
Oh, because of salmonella.
Salmonella.
Oh, okay. But I was just thinking about those are direct quotes from the CDC.
Yeah.
Don't kiss backyard poultry or snug. This is for kids, obviously. Don't touch your face or mouth after picking up your chickens. No lips on peckers.
How would you?
Right.
What is it? Because they're peckers on their face. What's that joke?
For some reason, I just keep in my mind like some weirdo trying to tongue kiss a chicken.
Weirdo? I don't know. How are things on your high horse there, Jess? Boy.
Oh, Mrs. Hottie Toddy.
Don't what about cockfighting? Is that still illegal?
Most places,
some states.
Okay, thanks for asking. Could we get back to the could we get back to the Navy Federal Credit Union news desk?
What about just murdering a chicken? Is that against the law?
You see a
chicken, go up and just stomp it.
Go out and bring
it. No,
its neck.
I don't. You don't. You know what? You don't have to have a license to kill a chicken like you do other animals, right?
I would never do it. Yeah. I'm not suggesting anybody should.
I could do it. I'd love
it's good to
it.
Know that I'm. I could.
I have the option.
They are delicious. I'm a big fan of the chicken.
Bringing a chicken.
What else have we got over there?
Kellogg's joins GLAAD for the anti-bullying campaign. Kellogg's has released what they are calling Altogether Cereal. It's a part of the anti-bullying campaign. The product mixes six of Kellogg's cereals
only
in
nerds
one
eat
box,
this stuff.
Including
this is a dream come true for me.
This is...
I love mixing cereal.
Listen. It's Raisin Bran, Corn Flakes, Rice Krispies, Frosted Flakes, Fruit Loops, and Frosted Mini Wheats.
You lost me at Raisin Bran.
Everything
I love Raisin
but the Fruit Loops.
The cereal is packaged individually inside purple boxes. Kellogg said in a statement that the Altogether cereal is a symbol of acceptance no matter how you look, where you're from, and who you love.
At first, I couldn't figure out if the cereals were in a big box all mixed together. or if it were those little mini boxes.
Yeah. Right, it's all mixed together.
It's one big box, right?
The cereal is available for $19.99 on Kellogg's website.
So I tried to buy one yesterday.
Yeah.
Because I was explaining to my girls that when I was little, I'd get the mini boxes, and then you could take a knife and turn them into the bowl so you wouldn't have to use a bowl.
You guys, they're not all mixed together. The cereals are packaged individually inside a purple box.
Doesn't count.
I mean, you can mix them yourself.
But I tried to buy them online instead. I couldn't get them, so I don't know if they're sold out or what.
Chick does this all the time, and it's disgusting.
Honey Nut Cheerios and any kind of raisin bran. Dump them all together and go to town.
What a weird...
You don't like raisins, though.
No, I don't care for raisins. But...
Ooh, can we do a top three?
Top three cereals?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Number one.
Am I taking it?
Honey Nut Cheerios. Okay. Number two, Raisin Bran. Number three, Frosted Mini Wheats, I guess. Something with a frosting on it.
Number one, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Good.
Number two, Crispix.
Crispix?
Yes.
Crispix?
And you're going to hate me. Number three, Total.
Look at Tom. Total used to make the best raisin bran. I don't know what happened to it, but Total with raisins was amazing, and you can't find it anymore. It went the way of the barbecue Frito. I don't know what's going on.
I love Total.
Play the music. I'll give you the correct answer.
All right, sir. Here's Tom.
Number one, shredded wheat.
Oh, my Lord.
Number two, grape nuts.
Wow.
It also makes a
Why don't you just eat paper?
It makes a good glue.
Number three?
A Cinnamon Toast Crunch. That is mighty tasty.
But I don't know if Jess is familiar with this, although I can't imagine how she's not. How do you fix your shredder wheat?
Oh, yeah.
Take your shredder wheat.
Uh-huh.
You put it in a baggie.
Right.
Put it in a baggie.
Do you have one of those hammers that you use to beat meat?
Like a tenderizer.
I don't need a hammer to beat meat.
There's the joke.
She's got Joe.
You know those square sledgehammer things?
Yeah, tenderizer.
Then you beat it,
mm-hmm.
and then you put it in the bowl. That way, because otherwise, if you leave it in those hockey pucks or those square things, mm-hmm. it starts flying out
of
the bowl.
Or you just put it on the counter and it goes shredded wheat. Goes
yes, it's very messy.
Yes, there you go. Now, so I was confused. I thought that they were mixing the cereals together in one box. If I'm reading this correctly,
it's the mini packs
in one purple box.
Wrong. Yeah. Wrong. See,
to me, this is. I used to love those mini packs.
Mm-hmm. Me too. You get them in the mail.
But here's the thing. It's kind of like, what's that stuff? It's like the Neapolitan ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Chalk Van Straw.
Yeah, but if you don't like all three, there was always, you'd open up the freezer in the box, and then your brother would have left nothing but the strawberry.
The crummy one.
They always leave the crummy one. This particular combination, I've got a feeling that the Fruit Loops are going to be lying around for a while.
Oh, I love Fruit Loops.
Pass.
I guess that's the whole point, though. Different strokes for different folks.
Sure, yeah.
Someone mm-hmm. eats the Fruit Loops and... Do you have a song?
I got something. It's a good campaign. Oh, okay. Anti-bullying.
All together now.
Oh, okay.
Imagine flakes and loops and mini wheats all swimming in a bowl of milk with crispy treats. It signifies our unity and can't be beat. It's called All Together.
That's nice.
Frosted flakes, marshmallow elves. Tastes great, but when you mix it with the whole damn shelf, the cereals just lose their charm. Get it? Oh. And sense of self tastes crappy together. But when you eat them, put them in separate bowls so you don't barf. No one wants marshmallows in their shredded wheat because you'll barf. That's all I got.
Well done, Pat.
But I've always been a cereal mixer.
Really?
It never occurred to me to do it until you gentlemen started talking about it.
Oh, I do it. I have cereal for dinner maybe once a week.
Oh yeah.
I love breakfast for dinner.
That's a big after school snack at our house. Do you have the cereal bowls that are specific so that you can stand and eat cereal or sit on the couch and eat cereal? There's a little almost like a little indentation in the middle of the bowl, and then a little spot to put your finger so that you can hold the bowl like this.
A thumb indent.
I have,
sounds like genius.
Yeah,
fine, holding a bowl, no problems.
That's because we have small children, Josh.
Thank you.
Oh, I'm sure that you have a trough. with which you
eat. You eat your cereal out of a mixing bowl.
I suppose you don't have capers on your grilled cheese either.
You probably have dinner in the bathtub.
Serve it up. Why not eat out of a trough?
I don't know if I deserved any of this. It's all very funny.
Seriously, Josh, because you mentioned you're a big fan of those. Those cinnamon crunch.
Yeah, cinnamon toast crunch.
That calorically is a nightmare. So what you do is you take something healthier, like a little shredded wheat, maybe some grape nuts, and then sprinkle the cinnamon toast crunch on top.
Oh, so they're like the croutons of your cereal.
No, precise.
Not doing that.
Brilliant.
Thank you.
You're not doing that? Why not? No. Too logical?
No. If I want cinnamon toast crunch, I'm having cinnamon toast crunch.
Calorically, you don't even think about it.
I like that idea.
No, until your heart calls.
Which is why I'm fat.
Your heart phones up the doctor.
My doctor, Josh, why are you overweight? I don't think about calories. Well, that'll do it.
Wait a minute. And while I'm eating dinner, I'm thinking about breakfast.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Ihr arbeitet in der Musikindustrie oder seid einfach interessiert, wie sie funktioniert? Bei uns erfahrt ihr, wie sicher diese Jobs noch sind, was KI in der Musikbranche bereits verändert hat, wie die Zukunft der Live-Musik aussehen wird und vieles mehr.
Reeperbahn Festival Deep Dive mit Lina Burghausen und Alex Barbian. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.